Find more of the top business stories here on the BizWire. BC launches pilot program for drug decriminalization. Drug decriminalization takes effect in BC this week. Here's what you need to know. Legal battle brewing between two big brands. Nike sues Lululemon over alleged footwear patent infringement. Coastal GasLink costs keep going up. TC Energy raises expected cost of Coastal GasLink project to $14.5 billion. Big-time investment dollars draw bead on indigenous startups. Raven launches $100 million indigenous-focused VC fund. How will Metro Vancouver fare in a down real estate market? Metro Vancouver homeowners primed to withstand coming storm, Re/Max. Greater Vancouver home sales to flatten while prices inch up, forecast says. January home sales down 55% from year earlier, 21% from DEC. Vancouver Board. Investors made up 20-30% of homeowners in some provinces. Statistics Canada. Planes, trains and acquisition deals. WestJet temporarily suspends service from three Canadian cities to Europe. YVR traffic remains below pre-pandemic level. CP Rail hires thousands as it awaits regulatory go-ahead for KCS merger. TransLink sees 94% return of customers, but fewer trips since pre-pandemic levels. An up-and-down week for BC miners. General Motors to invest $650 million in Vancouver's Lithium Americas. EPA deals potentially fatal blow to Vancouver owner of Pebble Mine. Teck completes sale of Fort Hills stake to project partners, exits oil sands.